It's questionable whether this is an anniversary to be celebrated, but the 28th of June marks the passing of 2 years since the military coup infiltrated its regime within the Central American nation of Honduras. Turfed out in nothing but his own pajamas, President Manuel Zelaya, known affectionately by his followers as Mel, has finally been returned to his country after being sent into exile. And Mel's arrival was met by a sea of supporters donning red t-shirts, showing support for his political vision and a chance for the resistance movement to gain some much-needed ground. Although often neglected in the English-speaking media, the mortality rates of journalists and media personnel in the past year alone have been recorded at an astonishing rate of 12. This is part of the extreme forces that have been exercised to prevent the public airing of an independent, opposing media voice. Both the United Nations and the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters for Latin America and the Caribbean appealed for the presence of independent media that would offer a chance for balanced and more objective reporting. Warwick Fry was a reporter in El Salvador back in the 1980s, and feeling a frustration at the lack of English media that reports on these very vital issues, he decided to start his own radio program, which airs every week on Nimbin Community Station to NIM FM. I managed to speak with him recently to confront some very haunting ideas of journalists disappearing off the face of the earth, and the amazing presence that the community broadcaster really does have within a military coup.
So I went to Central America to work on an aid project, a solidarity project, and started sending back reports and eventually drifted into full-time journalism.
Is that what compelled you to start up Latin Radical?
Yeah, it is. I'd always had this passion for Latin America. I've lived a total of 8 years there. And I was actually in Central America just a couple of weeks before the coup.
You've quite recently written about the return from exile of the former president,
yep.
Who was, I mean, it sounds so dramatic, kind of taken out in his pyjamas. So what do you think that his return will potentially see out for Honduras and also the shelf life of these community stations? As I understand it, there's been a couple that have been taken off the air.
Yep, three community radio stations burnt down in the last 2 years. But Mel is a brilliant negotiator. He's a great politician, and that's not to denigrate him. And his return to Honduras has been a huge boost to the resistance movement. It's now known as the FNRP, the National Resistance Front. Plus, he is a voice. He worked very hard when he was in exile with the other Latin American countries. In many ways, he symbolises the hopes and aspirations of the little people in Honduras, which is it's a great symbolic victory. But on the other hand, the coup regime is, I suppose, a word for it, is just absolutely shameless. While the negotiations to allow him back into the country were taking place, there were three more journalists shot, two of them were killed. This was while the negotiations were taking place. And part of the condition of this accord, as they call it, was not just that Zelaya come back to the be allowed back in the country without being arrested or anything, but that the human rights situation be sorted, that these squads and the military be reined in at least. Now, it looks as though these conditions are far from being met, and the situation with journalists, so the terrorising of them, is continuing and doesn't bode well.
Is this situation unique to the foreign reporters, or do local journalists in turn feel quite oppressed?
Foreign journalists can perform a very important role because they're much more careful about kidnapping or killing a foreign journalist. So they're more likely to kick him out of the country than to disappear them, as they used to do in the bad old days.
Are those bad old days kind of haunting the situation currently, do you think? Do people just sort of disappear?
Oh, very much so. One of the things that really shocked me, and I thought I was unshockable, because I was familiar with El Salvador and Central America during the 80s when they were death squads, and we've seen in Honduras the rebirth of these death squads. And these guys are still around, and the levels of disappearances and assassinations and political murders is probably higher than it was in Honduras anyway in the 80s. The levels of human rights abuses, atrocities, assassinations, murders, disappearances and frightening people into leaving their jobs is as high as it was in the worst days of the dirty war in El Salvador. Some of the harassment that journalists have come under is absolutely shocking.
The presence of community media took on a whole new kind of meaning and strength, sounds like.
Yeah, it certainly did. I mean, I think one of the things you realise in Central America, there are more mobile phones than people. It means that talkback radio is extremely popular. And immediately after the coup, there was this spontaneous, you know, surge of popular outrage, you know, hundreds of thousands of people out in the street every day. And there was one radio station in particular, which was fairly independent. The owner had suffered the attentions of death squads. He was kidnapped back in the bad old days of the 1980s. But he had this independent radio station, a very popular one, Radio Global. And that became a kind of an organising hub, right? So people would phone in with their mobiles. And so it became a very important organising principle of the what came to be known as the Honduras Resistance.
And it was a bit of a mouthpiece, you know, broadcast on the streets.
It already had a kind of a popular profile, but of course, inevitably, the military tried to shut it down. But they did keep broadcasting as a web stream. And certainly, yes, in all the little neighbourhoods and the barrios, as they call them, people would hook a loudspeaker into a radio or a computer with the streaming story. Yep. And play it out into the streets. It was quite amazing.
We are certainly more interested in this idea of the internet providing that independence in oppressive kind of regimes. Similar things happened in you know, Tunisia and Egypt. So why do you think it is that Honduras sort of gets ignored in terms of looking at these issues?
The control that what I call the Anglo media and certainly the US media has over the news cycle. Although initially condemned by the US, after a week, the US administration not only recognised the coup regime, but tried to force the rest of the Organisation of American States to do the same. And until just recently, that pressure has been strongly resisted. In fact, one of the first things that the regime did was to kick the Venezuelan news team out of the country. If you talk to people who are involved in the resistance and living in Honduras, it's sort of like they feel as if they're the subject of a media blockade.
Warwick Fry there, speaking about the situation facing journalists and indeed the Honduran population with the 2-year passing of the infiltration of the military regime. Fry's weekly broadcast, Latin Radical, you can access via the show page latinradical.blogspot.com.